Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back with Debbie Lynn Smith about her book, Running from Cancer. Debbie Lynn, tell us a little bit about, you know, the experience of going through the cancer treatments, through the chemo. What was your relationship with your body at that time?
At the time, I don't think I knew a lot of what was going to happen. So there was a lot of anxiety happening there. And I did what most people do. I think I ran to the computer right away and started looking up all these things about cancer and scared the heck out of myself and got overwhelmed. And so one of the things I did for myself is I got a hold of a naturopath. And when I found out that I would have to be going through chemotherapy, I told him what my protocol was going to be. And we worked with different ways that we could maybe help my body. At the time, there's such an onslaught. It's almost like they're putting Adreno into your system. So there's things that you can do to protect the rest of your body without deterring the chemo effects. So I think that was a very positive thing that people can do and to make yourself feel a little better about what you're about to go through, because it is the chemo itself is just it's as bad as what they say it is, but it is doable, like I said. It's but if you know what you're about to face, I think that's a lot of the problem. It does help with the stress of it. So the Canadian Cancer Society has a great program where you can actually phone in and be mentored by somebody who's going through exactly what you went through or about what you're about to go through. They've already been through, so you can discuss with them what's going to happen. So it sure takes a lot of the load off your shoulders. So I don't know. I think I've got a much better relationship with my body now. I'm more in tune to everything, and I feel so much healthier.
What was the experience with a naturopath like? Because, you know, most people that go through cancer treatments probably don't even think or consider going with a naturopath, and probably in a lot of cases their doctors might even discourage that. How did that work out for you?
Well, I had a really good doctor. She was actually my best friend, and she encouraged me to check into things that would work in conjunction, to not totally do it without the aid of the chemotherapy and the radiation and all that. I mean, she's a scientist-based type doctor, so of course she's going to say that, but she said that to do that and to follow through and try to get some of this, well, as much as I could from a naturopath. So I did do that, and they turned me on to things like some green tea supplements, which are the equivalent of drinking 30 cups of green tea a day. That was for after the chemo, and which I'm still taking, the green tea supplements, like your vitamin D's. He put me on a vitamin E for a while. It's in the book, actually, some of the things that they suggested I could do for myself when I'm going through the chemotherapy. It's such an onslaught to your entire body and to your organs, which is not what we're trying to hit. We're trying to hit the cancers, not the, that it does hit everything. You can actually feel when the cancer or the chemotherapy gets up into your skull, because your head itches because the hair follicles are dying, and I just remember actually being able to feel it when I was getting up there. So when they were giving me the chemotherapy, they had to put mitts on my hands, like a frozen mitt, so that the chemotherapy didn't get into my nails and turn my nails black. So there's some things that you can do so that it doesn't hit certain parts of your body. It's just...
And Debbie, you know, so as you went through that, you know, you seem lucky that you had the support of your naturopath and your MD in going through this, you know, this cancer experience. When you talk to people about that, what do they tell you that their experiences are different?
You mean experiences going through the cancers and stuff like that?
Yes.
Oh, everybody seems to have a different experience. When I've done some book tours back east and I've talked to a lot of people, it seems that they go through the same but different. I mean, all the doctors, different specialists, they they approach it from different ways, your whole care for your cancer, what you're going to go through. But basically it's the same, where they go in and they diagnose it, and then they cut it out, and then they approach it with either drugs. It depends. And if it's been in a lymph node, if it's, you know, if it's heading out to your system, then they look at using chemotherapy or radiation. So, but everybody seems to go through something a little bit different. But basically, it's cut and then nuke and radiate, and then they put you on drugs for 5 years, and then they say, well, if you've made that, then you should be good. So that part doesn't change from coast to coast.
Now, Debbie, you had cancer in, what year was it that you had cancer, 2009?
2011. Yeah, 2009 was my mom.
Oh, okay. And how is your health today after going through all that experience?
Well, my health is excellent. I try to keep up with all my supplements, and I'm still, like I said, I have another 6 months to go before I'll be off the cancer drugs, which they have some side effects that aren't that nice, and the hot flashes and the dryness and a bunch of other stuff. So I'll be looking forward to getting off those. So I think when I do end the cancer drugs, I'll be stepping up my regime a little better. So I think I might give up drinking totally at that point. But my health is really good. I did get some damage from the chemotherapy because I refused to slow down. I kept trying to prove that I was just as good as I used to be, so even though I was on chemotherapy, so I was still trying to jog and do this kind of stuff. So the chemo flattened me pretty well. I got a little bit of heart damage from it. But I'm on stuff now to bring that back, which is coming back. So you need to learn when you're going through an illness to slow down sometimes and listen to your body a little better.
You sound like that is really one of the things that you got out of this, is to listen to your body. Would that be true?
Oh, it's very true. And you know, a lot of these cancers, especially breast cancer, is something that people can find themselves. I'd say the majority of breast cancers are found by women who are actually doing breast self-exams and just learning about your body. Same as a lot of pancreatic cancers will start with. People think it's heartburn and stuff like that. It's just something that in your body that's not working the way it should be or used to, and that's when you need to go in and get checks, because if you can find your cancer early enough, there's so much better chance that they'll be able to do something about it. Because all this research, like I was saying, are funding for, like, my cancer was found so much earlier than it had ever been found before. It was so micro. And even though it was micro, because I was doing a lot of the right things, it still managed to get into a lymph node, which is the beginning of getting out into your bloodstream. So that's, I think, that was the biggest, sort of blow me over with a feather when I heard that, because it was, what, it's already in the lymph node? I thought I was doing so many of the right things with just a few small things. I mean, drinking doesn't sound like a small thing, but for me, it was the only thing I can think of that I was doing wrong, or going overboard with. I mean, really in moderation, but moderate isn't the same moderate for everybody, I guess.
Debbie Lynn, what is a stigma of, or is there a stigma, did you find, of getting breast cancer?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I mean, at first you do feel a bit ashamed of yourself. You think that, you know, you've done this to yourself, and the medical society was very good about saying, don't blame yourself. And in fact, they would say, don't try to think of what it was. It could be anything that could have kicked this off. But, I mean, nobody really knows exactly what starts the cancer cells from growing and dividing and eventually creating real havoc in your body. But, I mean, there's things I would rather take a look at it and see in my life what I had been doing, because I'd like to prevent it ever happening to me again. So, I mean, I took a good hard look at my whole life and thought, how could this have happened to me? So, I mean, a lot of people think that they're just going to do a few small things and you can escape cancer, but I think it's a little more than that. If you really, truly don't want to go through this, you need to take a harder look at your life and see what exactly you can do to prevent cancer. I mean, it's like I said, it's a lottery. It's not for sure you're ever going to avoid it. I mean, there's people that totally destroy themselves and still manage to get through without cancer, and there's people that don't do anything harmful at all and do get cancer. So, but you can lessen your lottery tickets by by doing those top 10 things, I mean, it's not that hard. Everybody can change at least one thing a year, and then there you go.
You said, Debbie Lynn, that you know, you went inside yourself after you got the cancer, and you started to try to do it by yourself, try to deal with it by yourself. What do you recommend now for people that have cancer that are going through similar experiences? Is there a balance between, you know, being all out there and going within?
Well, everybody's different. So for me, I don't like having that mirror in front of me. So that's I'm already sure how to answer that question.
I guess for you though, you know, you said that maybe you were internalizing things too much, or maybe that's what I heard. But you weren't letting people help you or support you at some points.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I recommend it. You do try to talk to other people about it. It's so interesting that when you have anything wrong, if you talk to somebody that's gone through it before, it really helps because they can usually assure you that, you know, oh, I'm still alive. I went through that. So I think it's when you first get cancer, they inundate you with pamphlets and information and all this stuff. So at the bottom of the pile, which I found later when I was researching to write the book, I found this random card that said, you can phone into the Cancer Society and be paired with somebody, like I mentioned. And I never did do that. I think that would have helped me immensely to have talked to another cancer survivor who could have said, okay, just relax. You don't need to haul in movies and books and CDs and all kinds of things for your first chemo. I mean, you can just relax. It's over quickly, and people sit there and talk to you. So I took in a flower and a vase. I took in all kinds of stuff. I took in a change of clothes in case... I messed myself up. I wasn't sure what chemo was going to be like. So it would have been nice to know that. I could have relaxed a lot more.
Yeah, Debbie, we're almost out of time, and I'm just wondering if you could just sum up your book a little bit for people. And I'm sure there's people that are listening that really would like to, because you've really done a great job of explaining what you went through, but would maybe really want to talk to you some more, or if there's a contact way they can contact you and tell us where people can buy your book.
Yeah, well, I have a website. It's called www.debbielynnsmith.com. So it's DebbielynnSmith.com. But the book is available on Amazon as well or through my website. But as I say in the back, there is no age restriction with cancer. You only have to be alive to grow it, and you only have to be dead to get away from it completely. The earlier you start fighting cancer, the more hope you have. And right now would be a good time. So it's never too late or too early to start being preventative with your own health and paying attention to yourself and doing what you can to prevent your own cancer.
Debbie Lynn, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Yeah, thank you enough, Dave. I really appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Larry Payne about his book, Yoga Therapy and Integrative Medicine.